I'm Mimi Rosenberg, and with Ken Nash, we produce Building Bridges, Not Walls. Thousands of New Yorkers, whom I joined with, have taken to the streets in protest over Palestinian student activist Mahmoud Khalil at Columbia University, who has been abducted by the Department of Homeland Security and transported to somewhere in Louisiana. When Mahmoud returned to his campus apartment from iftar on Saturday night, plainclothes ICE agents forced their way into his home. Upon finding out that he was a permanent resident, they declared his green card had been revoked, which is blatantly unconstitutional. They even threatened to arrest his 8 months pregnant wife. Trump administration has abducted Mahmoud, and Columbia University hasn't said a word in his defense. In fact, Trump threatened to ramp up his attacks and arrest student activists across the country, declaring Mahmoud's offense of a Palestinian free Palestine from genocide and ethnocide to be inherently anti-Semitic. We must raise the pressure on all universities to fight back and protect their students and the First Amendment. Within days of Trump's executive order targeting campus speech, Trump had canceled $400 million in federal funding to Columbia University, explicitly targeting student protests for Palestinian rights, with more cuts threatened. Barnard College has expelled multiple students for protesting Israel's genocide against the Palestinian people. The Trump administration has stated this is the first round of action, with more to come. The Department of Justice is now investigating 10 universities over student protests. Students are facing unprecedented repression. The National Students for Justice in Palestine have called on the public to rise up against these attacks through mass walkouts and demonstrations. We demand universities establish themselves as sanctuary spaces and take measures to protect students, faculty, and staff against the Trump administration's crackdown on the student movement for Palestinian liberation on campus. More than 291,000 letters have already been sent demanding that universities publicly commit to student rights. Add your voice.
We are gathered here to demand the release of Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian student organizer who is illegally abducted from his home. Hands off Mahmoud Khalil!
Hands off Mahmoud Khalil!
Hands off Mahmoud Khalil!
Hands off Mahmoud Khalil!
Very excited to welcome a dear comrade, a student organizer and leader of the movement, Ibtihal Malay from the Palestinian Youth Movement. On March 8th, Palestinian student leader Mahmoud Khalil was unconstitutionally kidnapped by the Department of Homeland Security for one reason. He took a stand and chose to fight against the genocide of the Palestinian people. For the past 16 months, Israel and the United States have waged a horrific genocide on the people of Gaza that has left over 100,000 martyred and countless more maimed. Gaza's 2 million residents have been starved and displaced several times over. Children have been left without parents. Parents have been left without children. And entire bloodlines have been erased. The overwhelming majority of Gaza's life-giving infrastructure, from hospitals to schools to sewage and water treatment plants, have been completely destroyed by Israel with United States weapons. Even after a ceasefire has been reached, Israel continues its genocide on the Palestinians of Gaza. just these past weeks, and in a blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement, international law, and all principles of justice and humanity, Israel has cut Gaza off from all humanitarian aid, electricity, and shelter and equipment Palestinians will need to rebuild their cities and lives. These are the conditions that Mahmoud has spent the last 16 months speaking out against. As a student activist at Columbia University, Mahmoud is part of the historic movement for Palestine that has erupted in every city of the United States and world. This is a movement for life, for self-determination, for justice. This is a movement that says no to the slaughter of Gaza's women and children. No to the kidnapping and imprisonment of its men. It says no to the theft of its people's land. This is a movement for the rights of the Palestinian people and all people ravaged by exploitation, war, and imperialism, and to live freely and in peace. This is a movement of the majority. This is a movement that is wildly supported here in the United States. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have joined pro-Palestine protests, and surveys show that support for Israel is the lowest it has been in the last 25 years. The reality and the movement for Palestine terrify the Trump administration, just as they terrified the Biden administration before it. How else can we explain the absurd attempts of this administration to equate protesting a genocide with terrorism? How else do we understand this government's position that it is more criminal or heinous to organize against the slaughter of Palestinian men, women, and children than it is to commit that slaughter?
That's right.
By unleashing ICE and the DHS on Mahmoud Khalil, Trump thinks he can strip us of our rights, attack our movement, and weaken our commitment to fight for our people. To that we say, you are wrong. We will not be silenced. We will continue to organize, and we will continue to struggle until the complete liberation of Palestine. Today, the Palestine movement joins our brothers and sisters in the immigrant rights movement and all progressive forces to demand the release of Mahmoud Khalil, to demand an end to the targeting and harassment of all students, and to demand that ICE get off of our campuses. Free Mahmoud Khalil and free Palestine.
Next, let's welcome Fahad from Drum, Daisy's Rising Up and Moving.
Assalamu alaikum. 21 years ago, we were right here when another student from CUNY Maritime was being expelled from school and being put into deportation proceedings because he was a Nigerian Muslim, Suleiman Oladokun. We were also here 24 years ago, right outside the Federal Plaza, when hundreds of men stood outside in lines starting at 5 a.m. because they came from Muslim countries and the government forced them to register because they were from Muslim countries. We were here 24 years ago when Farouk Abdul Mahdi, one of the most prominent Palestinian activists, was targeted for being outspoken for the Palestinian struggle in the aftermath of 9/11. And he was targeted, he was detained in prisons in New Jersey and then put into deportation proceedings. There's a saying that history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. And we keep finding ourselves in the same pattern. The same forces come to power. They say they practice the same ways. The mix of xenophobia, of Islamophobia, of elite capitalism, of imperialists, of white supremacists, of Christian nationalists. These are the forces that we're up against. We were also here almost exactly 8 years ago when the first Muslim ban was announced and people were caught in the airports. Very likely tomorrow the next travel ban will be announced. Again, listing several Muslim countries alongside Cuba and Venezuela. Are we going to stand by idly and let it happen? No. So it is very important for us to be out here on the streets, to be in solidarity with each other, to show that we stand against what's happening. When we go back to our schools, we need a lot more people to be organized. We need a lot more people to be out here. We need to go back and organize in our schools, organize in our apartment buildings, organize in our neighborhoods, organize in our martial arts clubs, in our bowling leagues, in our knitting club. We need millions and millions of people to be active and engaged. Fascists don't listen to morality. Fascists don't care about protests. Fascists don't care about what the media will cover. Fascists have to be confronted by numbers that show that they will be defeated. And it is on every one of us to help build those numbers. Can't join an organization, build a group of people in your school, in your neighborhoods, in your mosque, in your church, and get organized. The only way we beat fascists back is in the streets through confrontation. And showing them that we are more powerful than them. So lots of love, lots of solidarity to all of you for being out here today. We hope to continue to see you next time with more people, with new faces out every time. Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Thank you.
I'm going to call up now someone to address us who knows a lot about organization. Brian Becker from the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Just a little while ago, Donald Trump took to social media to celebrate the arrest of Mahmoud Khalil, to say, to make it clear that the Trump administration intends to go through with this illegal kidnapping and deportation. The reason Trump had to get personally involved and go to social media is because more than a million people in the last day have signed that statement demanding the release and freedom of Mahmoud Khalil. Donald Trump, if he can succeed with the arrest, kidnapping, the deportation of students exercising First Amendment rights to speak up and to speak out, if he gets away with this, he believes that he can suppress the immigrant rights movement, the labor movement, the women's movement, the LGBTQ movement. He feels that if they can win here, that this will be beginning of the right-wing political dictatorship that the billionaires actually want. We have to make it clear to them that the 1 million people who supported Mahmoud in the last day will turn into 10 million and 20 million and 30 million people to say no. The only way we will win is by, one, not being afraid, refusing to be intimidated, mobilizing, being serious, and being confident that we can win. Can we win? Can we win? Can we win? Look at what's happened to the Democratic Party. performance at the State of the Union address, they said before the election that if Trump was elected, that it would be the end of American democracy. Well, the arrest of Mahmoud Khalil is an indicator of what the end of democracy looks like. And the Democrats are not here, but we are here. We have to fight now, like the fight for our lives, the fight for this country, the fight to end genocide, the fight to stop a right-wing political dictatorship. The masses of people in this country are with us. They're not with Donald Trump, but we have to mobilize and fight and win. Thank you very much. Free Palestine. Free Mahmoud right now. Thank you.
Next up, I'd like to welcome Gustavo Gordillo from the DSA.
I'm a union construction worker, and I'm the co-chair of the New York City Democratic Socialists of America. I came to the U.S. with a green card, and I had one until I was 18 years old. Today, I felt like I wanted to cry, learning about the news about his detention. The White House posted Donald Trump's stomach training statement, which reads, ICE proudly apprehended and detained Mahmoud Khalil, a radical foreign pro-Hamas student on the campus of Columbia University. This is the first arrest of many to come. Donald Trump and the apartheid Israeli government he serves want to create a chilling effect where all of us feel free to exercise our political rights. This is retribution for standing up to US-backed genocide in Palestine. They chose Mahmoud as a target on purpose. They chose him because he's from a marginalized community. They chose him because they thought he would be an easy target. Now the precedent is set, and they won't stop with the marginalized. In the US, we're taught that the foundation of this country is freedom. But is Mahmoud free? Are all of us now free to protest the atrocities committed in our name? Are we free when we can't afford housing or health care? Are we free when many are too poor to live? The Republicans are teaching us a lesson about villainizing and dehumanizing. They make figures like Hamas and quote-unquote terrorists into effective enemies. There are actual terrorists in the United States, but they are not Mahmoud Khalil, nor are they the students and working class people protesting Israel's genocide. And it is definitely not the Palestinian people. The terror comes from the capitalists and their pawns. People like the CEOs of weapons manufacturers, or Jeff Bezos, who wages class war against workers and takes away their freedom economically and at the workplace. The terror comes from their fascist government and their ICE squads. There are terrorists in the United States who deserve to be detained, and they sit high up in their offices, in the financial district, and in Washington, D.C. Their goal is to demoralize you. Their goal is to scare you out of action. But we are not defeated. They cannot bully us when our power comes from standing arm in arm in solidarity with each other. New York City DSA will always fight for Palestinian liberation. And today we say to Donald Trump and the entire ruling class, free Mahmoud Khalil. It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We want justice, you say how? Release Mahmoud Khalil now! Release Mahmoud Khalil now! Mahmoud Khalil must be released right now! Because he is on the side of justice, he is on the side of truth, and he represents the majority of the people in this country. We see that from the millions who have signed on his petition.
We see that from the thousands gathered here today. And we see that from those who have been organizing for the past 16 months against Israeli genocide in the immigrants' rights movement and against political repression in progressive movements. We know that Mahmoud and the attack on Mahmoud is just the first of many planned attacks by the Trump administration. It's already hitting the immigrants' rights movement. We won't meet that with fear. We'll meet that with continued organization, and we'll meet that with strong political leadership. I'm going to call up now someone who knows a lot about both of these things, an experienced leader in the immigrant rights movement, Ravi from the New Sanctuary Coalition.
We heard that there are terrorists in this country. Do we know where they are? In the White House, right? In the White House. They are a bunch of terrorists and they are out to terrorize us. But we have been here for many years. You heard Farhad talk about 28 years from the day, the 9/11, the NCS. We hear about all the times of the travel ban, but we also remember in 2018. Who remembers what happened in 2018? Right? Where we are standing, this is exactly what happened in 2018 when they tried to take me away and deport me. Same exact reason, because I was outspoken against that administration, because I was outspoken against ICE and who they are, and the terrorism that they instill on our community. They want to terrorize us. They want to intimidate us. They want us to be afraid of them. We are not afraid. We are not afraid. We will stand up against them. Immigration and Customs is one of the things that people don't know about Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's a plenary agency. It is not bound by the Constitution of the United States. I'll repeat that because that is very important. They are not bound by the Constitution of the United States. They work outside of the Constitution. So legislation, Congress, the judges, the judiciary, they don't have to listen to anyone, right? That's how powerful they are. Does that bring back memories of what happened in the 1940s?
Yes.
The SSS, these secret agencies that are secret, that are going to disappear people. That's what they want to be, but they are not going to be that because we are going to stop them. We are going to stand up. We are going to refuse to let them act on our soil, on our homes. This is my home. I was born in Trinidad, but this is my home. This is Khalil's home. This is Mahmoud's home, right? We have been here. We are making this our community. You all are part of that community. We are gonna stand up. We are gonna fight. We are not going to allow this agency, this administration to instill fear. We are not fearful. We are strong. We are unafraid. And we are going to stand up and fight. Free Mahmoud! Free Mahmoud!
Next, we'll welcome Alexa Aviles, New York City Councilwoman, to the stage.
Thank you. Thank you. Hola, mi gente! My name is Alexa Aviles. I am a council member representing District 30 in South Brooklyn. And I'm the chair of the Immigration Committee. And I stand here in solidarity, shouting for free Palestine. Yay! Mi gente, what we see is fascism. In support of a free Palestine, we are standing, demanding the freedom of Khalil. If they cannot hear us, we must be louder. We must organize. They are coming for all of us. And it is us who will protect each other. ICE and the Trump band of bigots have no place here in New York City. So when they come in our neighborhoods, you make sure to let them know that they are not welcomed here. So I need you all to organize, to bring your friends, to let them know that we are unafraid and we will fight for our rights and we will fight for every neighbor that is under attack. They will not come for our trans siblings. For our Palestinian siblings, we got your back. They will not come for undocumented siblings. We got your back. Thank you so much. Let's keep fighting, y'all.
I'm going to call now Tal from JVP.
Hey, good afternoon, y'all. Like they said, I'm here with JVP, with Jewish Voice for Peace, the largest anti-Zionist organization, Jewish organization in the United States. Yes! This afternoon, Trump tweeted out a taunt, Shalom Mahmoud. Shalom, using the language of the Jewish people to taunt a man who was abducted while his 8-month pregnant wife desperately searches for him. He did this in the name of the Jewish people. We refuse to allow him to weaponize our religion, to weaponize our identities. Jews in the United States know what it means when the federal government weaponizes terrorism laws and immigration laws to come after people fighting for justice and collective liberation. It happened to the Rosenbergs, it happened to the Holy Land Five, and we refuse to allow it to happen to Mahmoud. Not in the name of the Jewish people, not in the name of collective liberation, absolutely not. We will fight for a Palestinian, we will fight every day. Jews everywhere must stand up, and Mahmoud will be free.
My name is Murad Awalda. I am the president and CEO of the New York Immigration Coalition. What we are witnessing today, and what we have been witnessing, is the inching towards fascism in this country. Now, we don't have to say it's coming. It is here. It is incredibly shameful that our communities have to continue to endure under this fascist regime simply to deliver on a publicity stunt of a campaign called mass deportation. Shame! This is blatantly unconstitutional on what they are doing to Mahmoud. The message that they are trying to send, which is a deplorable one, is that no one is protected under free speech in this country anymore. Mahmoud and all people who live in this country are guaranteed due process. This is not just an attack on Mahmoud because he has a green card. This is an attack on all immigrants who call this country home. A green card or any status can only be taken away through an immigration court process. But they have a rude awakening because the people of New York City and the people of this country will rise up. We will rise up to defeat fascism. We will rise up to defeat those who have enabled it. I know this rally is about ICE out of campuses, but we need ICE out of our schools, ICE out of our hospitals, ICE out of our communities, ICE out of our streets. Keep fighting for Mahmoud and every other Mahmoud that we do not know today. And the biggest shame goes to Columbia University. On their property. It also allows them to continue to hide behind this fallacy that they have policies. What good are your policies when your students are under attack? Shame on Columbia. Shame on anyone who stands and says that this action is justified. Shame on every single person who continues to enable this atrocity to continue. Thank you all for standing up and continue to hit the streets, continue to raise up your voices, and continue to call every single one of your congressional members and demand the release of Mahmoud and every other person in detention. Thank you.
And I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
And we continue to educate, agitate, and organize for another world as possible. And we absolutely are going to make it so. We're going to beat back the Trump attack. Thanks for listening.